Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. Thanks for listening to the Dan Gaffney Podcast. Hear the show live Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. till 9 on Delaware 105.9 FM radio. Also streaming on the Forever Radio app, and tell your smart speaker to play WXDE. Now, here's the full podcast. Do you think Delaware should allow speed cameras to automatically generate tickets for people speeding? Do you think Delaware should allow speed cameras that actually write tickets like red light cameras do? 302-839-1059. 302-839-1059. 16 states allow permanent speed cameras. This includes Maryland. It includes Pennsylvania. Delaware does not allow it. But 16 states allow permanent speed cameras to be put in place to issue fines. Should Delaware allow the same thing? Yay or nay? 302-839-1059. I'm asking because a city councilman in Wilmington is asking or suggesting that the council there should ask state legislators to allow this. And you say, well, who cares about that? That might as well be on planet Mars. You're talking about the city of Wilmington. Well, if the state legislators allow it, it's just an open door to allow it everywhere. A Wilmington councilman wants to push state legislators to allow the city of Wilmington to experiment with issuing speed cameras. And if the legislator allows it, you could probably see these things everywhere. Anyway, you might be sick of speeders. Maybe you like the idea to try and modify behavior by writing tickets. I don't know if you think that's a good idea or not. Some of you support red light cameras, right? Tickets for people that run red lights. This would be the same kind of thing. How do you feel about it? Let's go to the phones. 302-839-1059, using technology to write tickets. And we take live phone calls at 302-839-1059. You're on the air, and let's see what you have to say on a scratchy phone. Dave in Harrington.
Hold on.
Better.
Good morning.
Better. I don't know what you did. Got better right away.
I hit it on the desk.
Yeah, you got something going on with that phone. All right, good morning.
I'm going to throw it out in the road and let a truck run over it.
There you go. Right in front of a red light camera, right? Right in front of a red light camera or a speed camera.
Right in front of it.
Yeah.
I don't think they ought to have them.
Say no.
Because let the police do their job.
All right.
And what's it going to do if the red light camera catches a policeman off duty? Are they going to write him up?
Yeah, automatic just sends it to your license plate.
Yeah, I know, but they're probably going to be exempt, you know?
I don't know.
I don't know neither, but I'll tell you what, we don't need it.
Okay, you're just saying no.
No.
If a policeman cannot catch you with his own eyeballs, you don't want to use the technology.
Definitely not.
All right.
Let them do their job. They're getting paid to do it.
All right. There's Dave says no.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Great talking with you. 302-839-1059. We need to watch this. You know, you need to watch if the city of Wilmington asks state lawmakers and the lawmakers approve opening the door, it would open the floodgates to allow speed cameras elsewhere. Guarantee. Just kind of want to know your feeling about it. Good morning to you, Delaware 1059. You can call us at 302-839-1059. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining the show here.
Good. As a retired police officer, 25 years, who has worked with the red light cameras and has done speed enforcement, I'm totally against it. It was brought to legislation years ago and was shot down. I did not see any difference in traffic crashes from the red light cameras. And all it is a money-making scam.
Yeah, off the backs of probably people that could least afford it, right?
Exactly. The hardworking taxpayers are out there, and I was totally against the red light cameras. If it made a difference in the crashes, I'd say yes, but it's not going to.
Yeah, thank you. Because it doesn't prevent anything, right? It only writes you, like if you're going to have a crash because you ran a red light, you get a ticket for it afterwards. You know, it didn't prevent anything, is what he says. What do you think about the idea of speed cameras? Maryland allows them. Pennsylvania allows them. The city of Wilmington asking for Delaware to allow it. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm not much on the idea of a speed camera. I don't think it's going to change anything. It may change a little bit of revenue. That's about it. But I am for red light cameras. I think a lot of times, especially drivers today, red lights are just a suggestion. If you can go through it, great. And I see it all the time, especially around Milford area.
Couldn't you say the same thing about speed? You know, speed limits are just a suggestion with a lot of people. I would be for people controlling their speed with the same kind of technology. Couldn't you make the same argument that you're making?
I guess you could if you really wanted to nitpick about it, but it would only be practical on certain roads, like major highways, things like that, where people have absolutely total disregard for the speed limit. But on regular rural roads and stuff, I don't see the practicality of it. However, red light cameras, yes. And I see it all the time. I see people run, and not just running through a yellow light. I mean, blatantly going through red lights all the time. I don't know, because like your police officer said, I don't know if it changes the statistics of crashes and stuff like that. But it just bothers me that people blatantly ignore red lights and the potential hazards of that.
And I guess that bothers you more than people ignoring speed limits.
Well, if you're on a dual highway and somebody wants to do 70, 80 miles an hour, they have a lane to pass me. I don't care. Right. You know, there's a big difference. Now, if I'm going down Canterbury Road or something and I have somebody on my tail doing 60 miles an hour pushing me along, I got a little bit of issue, but you can still pass.
Yeah. Well, here's what a lawmaker who is, you know, in favor of this might say to you. They might say, oh, we can put this on a road where there's a school zone and use the technology to write tickets in a 20 when people are going 40.
You can't
put it in front of the school, you know.
Yeah, you can't find somebody's mindset, penalize them because if they're going to drive like jerks, they're going to drive like jerks. A fine's not going to stop them from doing that. They're still going to be jerks behind a wheel. So it's not really practical. I think it's kind of.
But you believe that though with red light cameras?
I do, just because it's something that, well, you understand what I'm saying. You're coming to an intersection where you're supposed to stop. It's not where you're going down a road where you can pass or have alternatives.
Right.
When you come to an intersection, you're supposed to stop, and they don't.
That is a no vote for the speed cameras. Yes for red light cameras, although that's not the survey. But hey, listen, Groundhog, great to hear your thoughts. Your opinion, should Delaware allow speed cameras, permanent speed cameras to be put in place to issue fines similar to red light cameras that are already permitted? Your answers, 302-839. Good morning, Dan. Regarding speed cameras, all this is just another way for some jurisdictions to make some more money. That's what it boils down to. Yeah, it is exactly what it boils down to. You're on the air. Good morning. What are your thoughts on this?
Hi, this is Sheldon Salisbury.
Hi, Sheldon. Good morning.
So I live in Salisbury, and I know of three speed cameras that we have around. And there can be some things that can be positive about having speed cameras, one of which is that it doesn't come with a point system. So in Maryland, if you get hit with a speed camera, you may get a fine, but you won't on your license like you would if you actually were stopped by a real police officer.
Right. Police officer, you get points. The other is just a fine. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And the second thing is that they're stationary, so you always know where they are. So you just slow down for the speed camera. And then thirdly, you have to be, now in Maryland, it might be different in other states, but you have to be 11 miles an hour over before it will actually get you.
I see. So now that we've heard these wonderful positives, do you think Delaware should allow them?
Well, I lived in Delaware all my life, but I don't anymore, so I guess I don't really have a dog in the fight. But if, you know, these are some positive things that might make people think that, hey, maybe it's not such a bad idea, because I'd rather have a speed camera give me a ticket than a police give me points on my license, because then that reflects on your insurance and their sentence.
Well, I have to say, given the both options, given only those two options, I would have to agree with you, Sheldon. Great call. What do you think of that? The positives, possibly, of a speed camera. What if that changes Dave in Harrington's position, where he wants only the police to do it? He makes an interesting point, Dave. If the policeman stops you, you get points. This, you don't get points, just a fine. All right, next text. At 839-1059, the Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talker text line. Good morning, Dan. Do you think we have been to the moon? Andy from the Blue Crew doesn't think we have. Well, I can say this. I'll say it this way. Andy is very wise. So, next text. If you fight it in court, you have the right to face your accuser. How does a camera testify in court? Some officer would have to testify for it, and they wouldn't be present at the incident. I would assume they do it the same way you do red light cameras. If you want to contest it, they go to court. They present to you the picture, the data, the info, the information about the machine. And you have to defend against it. Next text, problem with the speed camera. They automatically consider you guilty before innocent. If you choose to fight it, the ticket clearly states you will have to pay additional fees. Oh, those dirty dogs. Next text, no, says Donna, to speed cameras. Next text, this is nothing more than another cash grab. Next text, speed cameras, yes, makes sense, the texter says. Better make them bulletproof, though. All right. I am taking your pulse. I am seeing which way the wind is blowing. I've raised a flag on speed cameras, and I want to see who salutes. So we're asking you at 839-1059 if you support the idea or not. Hello.
Well, I view it as a money grab. You know, they're going to try to sell it as safety to keep people below a certain designated speed. I've driven many a time over in eastern Baltimore in the warehouse district, and the roads that lead into that warehouse district, same thing, you know, 25 miles an hour, and you're warned about your speed, but for any unknowing person that may happen to be doing 30, 31 miles an hour, as people do, not really a safety issue, just view it more as a money grab, and you're going to catch many, many people that are unaware if they put this in effect, and it will fill the coffers.
So are you saying it's not a good money grab? This is something you would say no to?
Yes, absolutely. It's just a money grab, that's all.
Right. Doesn't keep us safe. Couldn't we say that about all speeding tickets? To be honest, I mean, if we're just, couldn't we say that about other tickets? These are nothing more than money grabs. Maybe we ought to stop doing them.
No, I wouldn't agree with that, because, okay, designated speeds such as 55, 65, when you're doing in excess of 80, 90, all right, that is a safety issue, sure, because people do tend to tailgate, and if something transpires in the front of you, especially when it's wet out, you're in absolutely no position to brake in time, and that's how pileups happen. So I would view that as a legitimate form of ticketing, and that it does keep people safe and from them approaching Audubon-type speeds.
Audubon-type speeds. Hey, thanks for the phone call. How about your answer? Here's how you get on the air. 302-839-1059. Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak. Talk or text line. All right, we read this. This is nothing more than a cash grab. Next text. Good morning, Dan. Speed cameras may work in Wilmington, but pointless in Georgetown. Take a drive on the west side of town and count how many Virginia plates there are. Worthless when you can't collect any money from illegal cars. Next text. The Delaware Fire Service is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democratic Party. Gee, I wonder why volunteer issues. Dot, 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 dot. Next text. That was someone commenting on big thing number four today. Next text. As someone that recently bought a home in Delaware, specifically Del Mar, where is this extra funding for the police supposed to come from? I paid Delaware and the town enough tax. So where is the extra funding coming from? I'm not willing to pay more in tax. Next text. Just like absentee balloting, the state should just mail out speeding tickets to everyone registered vehicle owner as a preemptive measure. Right. Like voting. Next text. Put it to every driver, right? Here's someone who says, put speed cameras on our secondary roads and speed bumps, too. Next text. I want to know what idiot says it's racial profiling. Like we can tell who is black or white driving a vehicle. Once again, it's always the race card. Well, that idiot that you called idiot, quote unquote, is Councilwoman Shane Darby. She was quoting a study or referring to a study from something called Fines and Fees Justice Center, which is a group, by the way, that looks to eliminate all debt-based license restrictions. In other words, if you couldn't pay your traffic ticket, you didn't pay your traffic ticket, you should not lose your license. It's a, that would be a debt-based license restriction. And she says, historically, speed cameras target black and brown people. I guess if they put it in a black and brown neighborhood, maybe, I don't know. I could see where you could target certain people, depending on where you put the speed camera. If they approved speed cameras, I would highly doubt that they would put them in on the entrance to the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. You know what I mean? I mean, they don't want to automatically generate a ticket for Pete Schwarzkopf. You know what I'm saying? But they might put it, you know, somewhere else. Maybe in Magnolia, right in front of Harry's house, we could put a speed camera. What do you think? Harry in Magnolia is on the air. Good morning.
What's going on, handsome?
Speed cameras, should we allow them?
Well, remember maybe a year ago, I told you they had those things. They were testing them in Dover. They had them along the highway. I guess it's going to be a revenue generator.
If they allow it, if they allow it for ticket purposes, you know, to put them in permanently, yeah, obviously it would be a revenue generator. What's your opinion on it?
Well, I remember when over in Maryland, they put those speed cameras in for during the school zone that nobody would speed through the school district, right? To the school.
Yeah, it doesn't stop people from speeding. It only writes a ticket afterwards.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was supposed to be during school hours, right?
Okay.
They left them on all the time, and no matter what time you went through there, if you weren't going to posted school zone speed limit, even I got a ticket down in Fruitland, Maryland with one of those.
Yep, there you go.
I think it's a slippery slope where we get into it, because when I go out into Tennessee, they actually warn you. And over near D.C. that you're entering one of those areas.
Mm.
If they were going to do it in certain areas, you need to post it and not have it anonymous.
I
wouldn't like to see it at all.
No. Yeah, it's another no vote. You're in the majority today, Harry. How about that? That's a rarity for Harry. Dan Gaffney program, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi there.
I wanted to comment on the camera issue. That's an interesting question. I'm a little bit conflicted. I've had opportunity to drive north to south twice over the last month. In both instances, the amount of reckless drivers on Route 1 is staggering. My wife was almost run off the road twice.
Mm.
And then more recently, my son was driving up, and he's a young driver. He's 20.
Yeah.
and somebody, you know, came whizzing down the left lane, swerved into the right lane, cut him off, went onto the rumble strip, and then swerved back. Now, karma did get that person. There happened to be a cop sitting at the median, saw the whole thing, and pulled them over.
Good.
So, you know, I'm conflicted. On the one hand, it is a slippery slope. On the other hand, the amount of aggressive driving, specifically on Route 1, and a lot of them are out-of-staters. They have out-of-state plates, and they're coming down for the weekend. And I do feel like it's a little bit of a safety issue for the people that live here.
Right, that old phrase, there's never a cop around when you need one, could be helped by the automated ticket writing, right? You could say at least they're going to get nailed for it, and maybe they'll think twice before doing it again, I assume.
Yeah, it's a tough call because I don't know that those cameras would be sophisticated enough to assess aggressive driving, but most aggressive drivers are concurrently speeding, so it might at least help in that regard.
Exactly.
It's a tough call. I'm very conflicted, but I guess when you're talking about crashes at high speed, that's a real fatality risk, so I guess it's something I'd be willing to swallow.
Thank you for the call and your thought on it. And revealing the amount of aggressive drivers you're encountering as well. Dan Gaffney, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Dan. I was just calling about the speed cameras. I say no. I think, especially along Route 1, the gentleman mentioned about the driver who went swerving around and got caught by the police.
Yes.
Now, the police stopped that. If a camera would not have stopped his driving, it would only have given the car a ticket.
Yes.
And they don't know with the cameras. They don't know who is driving that car. The ticket is just mailed to whoever that car is registered to.
Right, like red light cameras.
So.
Like a red light camera or a toll violator or anything else, no different.
Right, exactly. So I think, you know, I say, well, great, the cop stopped that guy's crazy driving.
Thanks for the thought. Another no vote on this. Oh, by the way, an answer to a texter's question from Don Hattier about summer school. He says, typically in years past, 100 plus. Now, 2,200 off to summer school. So remote learning isn't working worth a crap, and it isn't for lack of trying. I can attest the hard work all have done. The stress on the teachers is huge. So there's a lot of summer school going on at Indian River. Okay, good morning, Delaware 105.9. You're on the air.
I just said wow to summer school. But regarding the cameras, I prefer the state spend money on more police officers on the road. They are going to stop that reckless driver when they see them, and the camera is going to do virtually nothing other than, you know, provide a ticket. But much like our toll plazas, there is hundreds and hundreds of thousands, likely millions. I had that exact amount of money that the state was owed. Due to those running the Easy Pass.
Yeah.
The majority of them, and this was maybe 5 years ago, were out-of-staters, and they just still use it. So more police officers on the road, they're the ones who are going to stop these people and hopefully save a life. The camera won't save a life.
Yep. Thanks for the thought on that and your answer. Appreciate all the feedback as we just talk about the news of the day at 6:56 on Delaware 105.